This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into the News Talk Review, the talk radio review with luminaries such. We have a regular cast that kind of alternates here and there. We have Jennifer Horn with us, who's from the DJV program and also does mornings in L.A. on CARE L.A., the morning answer. So she's going to add her 2.5 to 3 cents worth of information and thoughts on what's going
on. Maybe even four if you're lucky today.
Some of these stories on the on the Talkers list for the week of October 7th to the 11th. Talkers Magazine creates this list every week, which we use as the overview for our conversation here, so you know what's been going on around the country if you're following the format. Carefully, you know what's going on pretty much anyway, but we put it in order from number 10 to number 1. Also joining us is Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rick Jensen, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. So we'll start at the top because Jennifer has limited time. I noted that the president, as we, you know, the presidential elections, number 2, the stories about Trump and impeachment, number 1, again this week. So the president was not reserved when he was at that Minneapolis rally this week talking about the various people who are not necessarily his allies. Jennifer, how's that for being positive?
That's being positive. Actually, okay, so as the Trump supporter here at the table, I would say it was one of his best rallies that he's done in a long time. I know for people who are not Trump supporters,
the weather was certainly not on his side. It was awful.
Well, the weather wasn't. And the story that's not getting a ton of media coverage are the protests that happened outside the rally. There were groups of people that showed up. Antifa was there, and they were throwing...
Antifa
is a group of far left socialists, essentially, that show up to these rallies in black masks. You'll see them, they dress up in black, and they...
So supporters of Omar.
I don't even know if it's fair to say that. Yeah, okay. They're just...
I don't know who they are. That's why I was asking.
They're really...
Never heard of them before.
Far left.
They're disruptors.
They are.
The disruptors, effectively.
And they showed up throwing urine at people.
Hold on,
they were calling cops.
Victoria, you don't think Omar is a disruptor?
I think she's a member of Congress.
She's a disruptor, though. You don't think she's,
she's a member of Congress.
I understand that. But
the same thing could be said about Trump.
A disruptive member of Congress. Yeah, you absolutely could say that about
the president.
Trump. Yeah, we're not talking about the president. We're talking about Omar. The president
is a disruptor. I think she represents her district, and she kept quiet. She didn't tweet back at Trump. She just stayed quiet.
Yeah. She should have spoken out against the protests, but a lot of times you'll find people like Omar who are on the progressive side of the Democrat Party that will give a little bit of safe space, safe haven for Antifa. These are not protests that are peacefully done. They're protests that are based in violence and intimidation.
A lot of anger.
And
there
were
protests on both sides, I think we should say.
Right, but the ones that protests are not the problem. It's protests where people are ripping hats off of people's heads, burning them, throwing urine at them. Those are the people that are in Antifa that are violent and it should be dealt with seriously. And they really should be, in my mind, they should be called a terrorist group because that's what they are. But
I have never, this is educational because I've never heard of them before.
They're being ripped off both sides,
right,
according to the reporting.
That doesn't make it right.
But hats were being ripped off both sides. Both supporters from both sides were ripping hats off.
In any case, Antifa means anti-fascist, which is not necessarily...
Ironic.
It's based in irony. That's right.
All right. So we have that situation with the president. I suppose we can, in terms of the impeachment inquiry, take a minute for Rudy Giuliani and maybe a moment of silence for his
friends. Can we just enjoy the moment that he has two henchmen called Lev and Igor?
I know. The names are fantastic.
Because it's just wonderful.
Yes, I would say that was, yes, worth at least a moment or two. Yes. Lev and Igor, please stand up and take a bow. Congratulations. All right, so anyway, other than that, Giuliani and his cronies and Trump and his cronies and all these, I just look at all of these names. It's all becoming a blur for me anyway. What about the rest? Because I don't enjoy this kind of talk. This is not my brand of talk. Most people who know me and listen to what I do on the radio, this is not my cup of tea. I don't like arguing and yelling and screaming and hooting and hollering and pointing fingers. However, I think it, in circumstances where I was just mentioning what was going on with at the rally, I think that Omar is needs to be called out. I think some of these other people need to be called out. It's kind of like the time on the other side when the Republicans are always talking about family values, and most of the people that get caught with their pants down with people that they ought not to be with are Republicans. It's a, you know, it's the same. It's an equal opportunity. It's just the
there's a reason people go into Congress worth about $10,000 and leave worth $14 million. There's a reason for that.
Thank
it's because
you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, follow
Peter
the money.
Schweitzer wrote a great book about that and how these people in Congress, even Elaine Chao's father, making millions of dollars off China, and you notice that her husband, Mitch McConnell, all of a sudden softens his view on China. It is not unlike what happened with Hunter and Joe Biden. Not that Hunter did anything illegal, but it's just unseemly. And I think that's the problem right there.
Ivanka Trump's not doing badly either.
Yeah, it's all optics. Whatever, and Trump is doing
it. It's very sad. I mean, the people who are actually doing the work are people who are not in politics, who are just quietly doing the work, and we don't know their names.
Yeah. Well, that's true with the whistleblower, anyway. What is the latest on the whistleblower? You want to give us 60 seconds on that, Jennifer?
Did some consulting with Joe Biden. We now know that the prominent Democrat candidate that the whistleblower had access to, it's being reported, is Joe Biden. So that makes it easier to even more easy, I think, to poke holes in the story of the whistleblower who is now offering to testify in writing to Congress. I'm sure the Democrats would eat up that idea because the lawyer that was given to him by Adam Schiff, former Clinton-tied lawyer, will help him draft all of his answers so that the Republicans will have no way to push back or ask any questions. So most likely the whistleblower will probably testify at some point, but will do it in writing, which is part of the process. It's not very fair.
No.
There is more than one whistleblower. The second whistleblower has firsthand knowledge, and I don't know which lawyer you're referring to exactly.
Mark Zayed.
I know Mark Zayed well. He's a man of utmost integrity. He's represented whistleblowers across the board from all sides of the spectrum. And anybody can access Mark Zayed. You could access Mark Zayed if you wish to blow the whistle on any of your employers. So knowing Mark Zayed, I won't accept any smears against Mark
Zayed. I'm not trying to smear the lawyer. I'm saying that Adam Schiff the whistleblower went to Adam Schiff first, Victoria, and that's the problem. The whistleblower.
But the way you said it, there was an implication. And
well, he
I'm
is tied to Hillary Clinton. And,
not accepting that there is anything that can be said against Mark Zayed that he has connections with somebody and that, therefore, the implication is that that might affect his work. Mark Zayed is an independent lawyer who represents whistleblowers. That's what he does. He'll represent you.
Good. Okay, well, then I'll give him a phone call when I need to blow the whistle. But in the meantime, to suggest that this is anything but politics is pretty laughable.
Right. Victoria Jones, Jennifer Horn, Rick Jensen on the Talk Radio Review, 15 past the hour. Now that you have helped people listening to this program and others that I am involved in, you've helped build MyPillow into the absolutely fabulous, amazing company that it is today. So, Mike Lindell, who is the chief at MyPillow, wants you to have something that will help you that you don't have to pay for. It's BOGO time. You all know what BOGO time is? Sounds like something you do only on Friday night. You can get deep discounts. All my All Pillow products Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener specials. Take advantage of the BOGO offer. BOGO means buy one, get one. All right, you pay for one, you get two. Any MyPillow, any one of the MyPillows, you can buy the first one, and the second one comes to you without cost. Deep discounts also on other MyPillow products, the mattresses, the toppers, the sheets, so much more. Go to MyPillow.com. You get the 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that you've got. MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab that's there on the website and get the discounts using the promo code DJV. Great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to number five this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, Talk Radio Review, with Rick and Victoria, Doug, the focus on PG&E, the blackouts in California. This is a damnable...
Whoa, yeah, yeah, really.
Whoa, it is.
It is.
It's true. Well, no, Doug, a listener of mine called the show the other day and said they were so angry at ABC News because they left out a really salient point, and that is that PG&E reportedly, I don't think it's been proven yet, though, cutting out people's power, not just for safety, but to avoid hundreds of millions of dollars of these unsightly lawsuits. It's cheaper to shut out people's power than to pay the lawyers and hundreds of millions of bucks of lawsuits.
They shut the power off.
I know. Well, the guy did make a suggestion. He says, why don't they just dig holes where the high power transmission lines are outside of the neighborhoods and just bury those like that? And I thought,
the lines should be underground. Right. Underground.
I don't think.
I said that when I first came to this country as an immigrant 500 years ago. Why aren't the lines underground?
Right.
I have two-word answer for that. You ready?
Yeah.
Gopher Haggis.
Well, the environmentalists don't want to disrupt. Right. Some of this stuff. There are 275 wildfires that are burning this weekend in California. The gusty winds. The Sandalwood fire was caused by somebody burning trash, a moron behind his house burning trash. That's what started the Sandalwood fire. And now there are hundreds of others. It's craziness. It is 21 after the hour also here on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Focus on what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. The reason you're listening, I'm expecting, is because you are a fan of the format. So we have with us outstanding talk radio folks like Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What do we make of the Matt Lauer allegations? This is number six this week, by the way, on the countdown. It doesn't sound like this is new, because he had relations with this woman in other circumstances. She's the reason that he's gone. So how is
she
this?
She is
just
the reason that he's gone. Well, I'll tell you why. There's some very interesting things here. First of all, Catch and Kill. There's only one chapter apparently in this book about Matt Lauer. That most of the book is about NBC News executives and about the which has got them scrambling.
Who wrote the book? I've forgotten who wrote the book.
Ronan Farrow, the investigative journalist.
Oh, the guy who started all of this, right? Okay.
Oh yes, very good. Most of the book is about NBC News execs and about how they enabled and basically. Maybe covered this up to some extent. And there was an explosive phone call with the chief NBC news exec this week and with NBC journalists, including people like NBC's justice correspondent, people like that, in which they got to ask him questions. Of course, the call was leaked to the media afterwards. But fascinating questions. And the NBC top NBC news exec was not frank and not forthcoming. Well, you've got real journalists there, and they asked follow-ups, and they were really tough on him, and they are furious. There is fury that NBC may have enabled and covered up for Matt Lauer. So it's not just about Matt Lauer allegedly raping this woman and then Matt Lauer coming back and saying, oh, well, we had a relationship, which she says, no, we didn't. Yes, there were several further incidents, but I was terrified for my job and I dreaded them and I felt deep shame afterwards. What he's saying is a complete lie. And more of his victims have come out and said, this is exactly how he does it. This is exactly how he tries to manipulate situations.
So he's a predator.
This man is filth. Yes, he's a predator.
Yeah. And yet he has that nice, pleasant, all-American look to him and smiles at all of the people that are working with him. I thought the way, I saw some video of the way that Hoda and, what's the other lady's name who's on the Today Show with her? Shannon, Susan?
Yeah,
Savannah.
They were so surprised to see this other door open of Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer reportedly was at a restaurant, some expensive place in New York. Reporter caught this exchange between him and some women at a table. He said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll be back on TV soon. This will all blow over." Yeah, I don't think.
How long ago was that?
Just a few months ago. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
But this is the kind of hubris you get from someone like this, you see.
Right, exactly. I would equate it to a point, although it's not, it isn't the same story, the reasons for it, but Colin Kaepernick, I think, who, there are a lot of people who think he should just, why doesn't the NFL just get a team to put him on and see if he really can play, and then that puts an end to all of the other stuff that surrounds him. With rumors, innuendo, suggestion, can he play? No, can't play. He's only trying to do this to make money, make noise, blah, blah, blah. But he still is blacklisted by the NFL. So I'm using that as an example because Lauer will be blacklisted and appropriately so. This is he maybe one of the worst in the season, the Weinstein category, it would seem. Isn't he? That, I mean, it's almost.
Yes,
bad.
and the book alleges that they also tried. They also went to sort of cover up the Weinstein and block that.
All right. When we continue on the talk radio review, why can't we all just be friends? It's 28 past the hour.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dry conditions and the arrival of Santa Ana winds in California are spelling a soaring wildfire risk. One of the big fires, which exploded overnight, is in the northernmost neighborhood of Los Angeles. And the L.A. County Fire Chief David Richardson says more than 1,900 homes have been affected by evacuation orders.
This fire continues across the city of Los Angeles, through the county of Los Angeles, and ultimately, as we've seen with the Woolsey Fire and other wind-driven fires, this most likely will end up in Ventura County before it's all said and done.
That fire is currently 0% contained.
an Iranian oil tanker has reportedly been struck by two rockets off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Iranian officials say the ship's on fire, leaking oil into the Red Sea, and there's been no claim of responsibility yet. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time for us now to continue our overview of the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week at this time we have several folks who are prominent in the talk radio world come together to talk about the stories and the people that are on the list as we have time. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington. Time of day, you're on middays, as I recall, on WDEL.
Noon to four.
Okay,
it's a long shift, man.
Oh, baloney. It's not a long shift.
It beats digging ditches for 6 hours. I've done way in the past. This is easier. Thank you.
Shoveling manure on my farm, all of that good stuff. Victoria Jones, who's actually seen my farm, Rick, you haven't done that, but you come along. You can help me shovel.
I'll stay in Delaware. Thank you.
From the DC radio company. All right. So, and by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. For those who don't know this voice, the voice of reason, here I am, yes. And when I look at number 7 this week on the talkers list, the whole foolish outcry of Ellen DeGeneres supporters who can't believe she sat next to George Bush at a football game, get a life. Will you, for God's sakes, get a life? If that's the most important thing in your life, and it just so underscores the intolerance in our society, when people think that someone who's a gay woman can't like George Bush because when he was president, he may have done something that wasn't good for gays. Get a life. And then, by the way,
has anyone
20 years ago? Anyway, go ahead.
Has anyone noticed that there was no outrage against Bush for hanging out with Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
There was no outrage.
I know.
Yeah, right. Not at all. Right. And I know it gets kind of ugly because that's the laugh line. But on the other side, this is a woman who's been accused of physically and mentally abusing her wife, Portia de Rossi. And I suppose if you really wanted to be a hater out there, you could bring that up. I just noticed that there was none of that.
Who accused
at all,
her?
Portia did. And it's been in and out of
right?
the...
been married.
I think so. Rumors, but yeah, they are. Yeah.
But, you know, I followed this story very closely all week on BuzzFeed, which I read to do the quizzes before I go to sleep at night, and find out my archetype and what spirit animal I was in a past life, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I wasn't actually. I was usually a tiger. Things like that. Well,
wow.
I've been a phoenix. Anyway. What was most people were angry with her for hanging out with what they termed a war criminal, which was very interesting. And most of these people were not, you know, were barely born around the time of the Gulf War. And what I found interesting was, I was reading a lot of the tweets in these articles, in the stories. None of them were mentioning Rummy and Cheney, and I'm thinking, you know. Really, the architects of the Iraq War were Rummy and Cheney.
That's
far
true.
More than
yeah.
Bush. If Bush you want
just
to describe,
like deer in the headlights. Blade. Yeah, right.
Right. So I found that fascinating. I thought that her, her monologue, her bit was very well done. I think she made a really good point about being friends with people. Then she was attacked for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ridiculous. This country has a real problem. With its soul and its psyche, it really does. When you get into that kind of nonsense, get a life. It also shows you how destructive, we have other examples every week of how destructive the social media is. It really is very destructive.
Hey, Doug, to your point, if I may, here in Delaware, we have a Democratic Senator, Chris Coons, who is disparaged and vilified by the left, the far left here in Delaware, because he has the outrageous audacity to work with Republicans. He goes across the aisle for goodness sake, and works with Republicans on creating bills that help small businesses throughout the nation. Outrage. He must be canceled.
He's a good guy.
Bite it.
He's
all right, let's
guy.
Keep
he's
moving.
A good job.
Speaking, this week was Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah was last week as the highest of holy days in the Jewish calendar began and then ended with Yom Kippur. And with the end of Yom Kippur came a shootout at a German synagogue. Again, back to hatred, vitriol, Germany and its roots with the skinheads and Hitler youth and all the other horrors that you can imagine. That coming back to the surface once again, I guess it, in a sense, comes out of the same wheelhouse as the Ellen George Bush thing. Intolerance, not interested in understanding what the rest of the world is all about. I'm right, you're wrong, and don't tell me anything differently because I won't believe you anyway. So here we have another shooting. And
don't you think this is worse, though? This takes it to the nth
the
degree.
The timing of it.
Yeah, this was that's disgusting. It was really disgusting. And here we had again the live streaming.
Yeah,
and about 2,000 people watched it. Yeah. And Victoria, you probably know better than the rest of us how anti-Semitism is reportedly growing in Europe, and Germany, paradoxically, is considered to be very, very friendly to Jews outside of this this one murderous hater. It only a locked door prevented this murderer from killing more of the 51 people observing Yom Kippur, limiting the death toll. But still, Germany, I found that quite surprising. Victoria, maybe you didn't?
Well, the only thing that I found slightly less surprising was that it was in East Germany. And I could be wrong about this, but I think that in East Germany, it has been a little more difficult to counter some of the latent anti-Semitism which festered after the Second World War than in West Germany.
Well, there's a
the business about how the Polish people react, even Lithuania, you go to those areas, and it's not highly reported because not a lot of news media in these areas, although there's more in Poland now. But certainly, how many people do you know go to Latvia, Lithuania, some of those eastern countries that were part of the old Soviet Union, where the kind of prejudice we're talking about is rampant, was and still is.
There's been less time for combating it, you know, in East Germany since the fall of the wall, and in some of these other countries since they've broken with the Soviet Union.
Speaking of what you know well, Victoria, I mean, this is not in the top 10, but it's outside of it. Close, I would think it would have vied for, if there weren't some of these other controversies, it would have been vying for a position. The Boris Johnson, Brexit, the Queen sort of capitulates because she doesn't have a choice, and so now Parliament is once again on recess, and what happens, because we talk about some of these things, the split between the Irish and, I was thinking about how England, what used to be England is now the United Kingdom, with all the wars that brought the Welsh in, the Scottish in, I guess the Irish too, in a manner of speaking. But, you know, you wonder if this, how it gets to the point, how it gets this far, any of these things, whether it's the racial prejudice we're talking about or whether it's the lack of understanding what will really happen to the United Kingdom if Brexit is followed up, it followed through, or takes place. What's the latest there from your perspective?
Well, I think sometimes it's like, you know, you put yourself in cold water and you slowly turn the heat up and you just genuinely don't believe that it's ever going to boil. And I think
especially if it's got ice cubes in the water.
Yeah, and I think that's happened, and nobody really believes that any of this could happen, or that Britain could break up, and actually it could break up. This actually could happen, but at the moment there is some kind of new Brexit deal on the cards. Now, whether this could actually happen by Halloween, who knows? And in fact, Halloween's not the real deadline. The real deadline is October the 19th, because by that date, Boris Johnson has to get a deal, or he has to, because there's a law that says if he hasn't got a deal, he has to request an extension from the European Union. Now, so he's actually got, you know, a week. So we'll see if he can. And he said totally contradictory things. Surprise. He has said, yes, I'll seek an extension. I'll abide by the law. But we're going to be out by the 31st, and I'd rather die in a ditch than not be out by the 31st. So this is going to be very interesting to see if Boris Johnson's going to die in a ditch.
Interesting visualization. 43 at the hour, the Talk Radio Review. There is a real need in our country as I wash my mouth out with soap, but we're getting closer and closer to the holidays. Halloween will mean we overeat, lots of sweets and candy, put on some weight. It isn't just your children, it's you. You know it, and I know it. And then we get into Thanksgiving, and we go into the Christmas party season, we go into Christmas and New Year's, and on it goes. And so don't you think a real good defense is an offense? Let's start now. For those of you who know you're going to have to lose weight, let's start now by getting on the Calitrin program, Calotren. The program is pretty simple, and it always works. If you stick to the program and you take it consistently, you will win when it comes to the weight loss game, the war against your fat. Calitrin, the healthiest of all the weight loss products around. It is all natural. There's no stimulants in it. Nothing bad. It's all good. And mostly the main ingredient being what it is, and that's collagen, your body's natural way. It's the protein that 30% of your body is made from. It helps to build muscle, push out the fat. That's where the weight goes. And so there's all kinds of other. There's aloe vera in it as well. This is a fabulous product. And you take four of these capsules at night, go to sleep, let it go to work. And the program, if you stay on it for 4, 5, 6 months, not only will you lose the weight, but you'll keep it off. That's the magic here. It keeps it off. once the collagen starts working again in your system. Get a better night's rest and shed pounds with Calitrin. Go to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com, if you please, and take advantage of their big sale. Right now, there are fabulous ways of saving money. Free shipping as well when you use the DJV code. So go to Calitrin.com. You can follow them on Facebook, too. There's some good stories of people's weight loss progress. Facebook.com/Calitrin or Calitrin.com.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over 1 million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. I'm back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Back to the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen from WDEL and Victoria Jones, the D.C. radio company. Doug Steffen here from the DJV program and Good Day Health and the American Family Farmer and your Hidden Power.
Wow. Wow. Mood.
Go to DougSteffen.com. Check all those things out. Meanwhile, the severe weather, number 10 this week. This is certainly going to start a conversation about climate change again. And whether we, in the first week of October, ought to have 2 feet of snow in the northern Rockies, listen, you make up your own mind. Just stay away from there. One thing I found out, because I'm flying this weekend, is how it has jammed and crammed all the east-west flights, because there were a lot of flights that were canceled in and out of Denver and some of the other areas up in the eastern northwest, if you will. It was really, and the snow's coming down. As of we were talking and doing this on Friday, a lot of snow there, and the storms actually on the East Coast, there was a nor'easter that was supposed to pound and didn't really. One of the things that people are talking about, actually, I wonder if they are with you, Rick and Victoria, the lack of real clarity when it comes to weather forecasting, meteorology, people are... They get angry. It's an inexact science because Mother Nature's liable, you know, things change. I thought most of the time they're predicting the short, early on stuff is pretty accurate. The 10-day forecast usually are not.
Bad 10-day, I don't even believe. Just be glad you're not flying to Japan.
Because
they're expecting a typhoon that is the biggest typhoon since the late 1950s.
Ah, lovely. There you go. Yeah, no. I would imagine a few cancellations there as well. The hitting this weekend, is that it?
Yeah, imminent. Yeah.
All right, we'll find out next week on the Talk Radio Review whether the president has started another war or not. That'll be something we'll talk about during the week probably, too, on a lot of these stations that you're listening to. Talk Radio Review at 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Television program. Most people know who have stayed up late for the past almost, what, 40 years? SNL's been on, Chucker? How long has it been on? It's the 70s, anyway.
So it's 75.
40, yeah. So 44 years it's been on. All right, so why are we playing? And then, by the way, from my perspective, my perch, it used to be funny. It isn't anymore. Way too political. The stuff isn't funny. You know, once in a while you get a chuckle out of it, but I don't watch it. Much anymore. It's not aimed at me anyway. I'm not the audience they want. You program for the audience that you want. Do that on the radio as well. So people want to hear from you, Chucker. What's the story? Why do we have the theme from Saturday Night Live on the
this day in TV history, October 11, 1975, Saturday Night Live premiered on NBC. The host, George Carlin. The original cast that first night was Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, Jane Curtin, Lorraine Newman, and Garrett Morris. And one of the interesting things is, Doug, that Lauren Michaels started it, 75, still around.
Still producing it. Yep,
yeah, still producing,
show.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it really
if
is.
If you think about it. I don't disagree with you. I think the show, other than its initial roots, has been hit or miss in terms of its comedic value. Sometimes it's really funny. Sometimes it's flat as a pancake. But I guess that's the way it's getting.
Not worth,
goes.
From my perspective, it's not worth staying up for. But that's just me.
It's still relevant, though. I mean, the ratings are still good, though.
Number 10 on the Talkers. You know, I do the Talk Radio Countdown show every week.
I know you
and
do.
As
I know you
look
do.
At the stories, the number 10 story this week is a focus on the Joker, which I find interesting because not often do movies make it into the discussion, the general overall discussion of what's on News Talk Radio. But so many people are talking about this. And I guess that's a good thing because it stimulates what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong.
Well, I think the film's controversy, which is, like I said before, somewhat deserved. It is. It's it stoked the interest at the box office. But like I also said, the fact that the character is the Joker created interest from the get go. The Batman universe, Joker is the number one villain, most fascinating to people. So a lot of people, when they heard sort of the buzz both ways, they were very curious to see this film. It will be number one, Doug,
again,
at the box office. Once again, it had a $96 million opening weekend. It's on track to do around 45. For an R-rated movie, that's a very solid second weekend, only basically a 50% drop-off.
So would there be a need, a desire, or would it be profitable or successful to take other characters from the Batman stories and make movies about them like they have with some of these superheroes?
There would certainly be interest. None like the character of the Joker. I mean, they could do a Robin spin-off film if they wanted. They would probably be interested in that concept also. But I don't know if they made like a standalone origin Riddler or Penguin. I don't think it would have the relevance as the Joker.
And do you think it became more relevant?
The Joker.
Do you think it became more relevant or easier to sell because of the success of Gotham, that TV show that was on Fox for a few years?
No, I don't think these characters have anything to do with it. Although I did sort of enjoy that show. They took a lot of liberties.
It was good at the beginning. I thought it was very too violent toward the end. That's me.
I take it beyond the air with you all these years. You're not a big fan of any violent content. That's fine.
What's coming out this week that will succumb to the Joker being number one?
The animated Addams Family, Charlize Theron is one of the voices, plays Morticia. It's tracking well around a $30 million opening weekend. Then you got Will Smith's action film, Gemini Man.
What do you make of that? It is very violent, but it's an interesting story.
Here's the thing. It's directed by Ang Lee. He's a really good director. But he shot this movie primarily in 3D in a high frame rate, which is about 10 years behind. Very few people really care about 3D. Nobody's going to go to the movies because they're excited about 3D or high frame rate.
The premise, for those who don't know, Will Smith plays himself times two. It's really kind of an interesting concept. It's not brothers. They're not brothers. They're like from a different reality, right? Do I get that from the trailer?
Exactly. And the one thing that's interesting about it is it shows that the technology can recreate an actor who's not himself on screen. They recreated Will Smith as a second character in the film. But, a lot of people said, could they do a movie that with like a John Wayne movie now or a Humphrey Bogart? Now, the technology is there. It could be done. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. There's a controversy in and of itself, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here at, 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.